Hey folks, for OS Reviews, you're watching our long overdue but at last here review of the Nokia Lumia 521, also the same as the 520. We can take it as you may. This might be a kind of retro review now, here in 2016, heading into 2017. But the 520 and 521 are very low-cost Windows phones that brought the platform to a wider range of consumers that wanted to kind of try this OS out for the first time, and it competed with other budget-oriented Android phones when it was released in 2013, so it's a few years old now, but it's still a very usable Windows phone and still has a pretty modern and attractive UI, despite not having the greatest app selection in the world. So one of the main limitations today is the 520 and 521 has a relatively small screen of 4 inches diagonally. It measures, has a pixel density of 233 since it has 480 by 800 pixels, so decent enough. And it does have IPS technology built in, support for 16 million colors and Nokia's True Black technology. So it does have a pretty nice contrast on here. It's a quad band GSM World phone, so you can unlock it, take it with you when you're traveling, takes a micro SIM card, and the phone itself does have a dual core processor clocked at 1 GHz along with 512 megabytes of RAM. That might seem a little bit low on first glance, but this is a Windows phone, so it's extremely optimized and everything does run very smoothly, even with these specs. There's a 5-megapixel autofocus camera on the back with 720p we'll take a closer look at in a moment. Works fairly well. Windows Phone 8 was the original OS, and it was since updated over the air to Windows Phone 8.1. And there's also 1,430 milliamp hour capacity battery, which lasted you about 2 days on a charge, which is pretty nice. So the 520 and 521 was also nice because the touchscreen made out of the scratch-resistant glass was very sensitive. It was hypersensitive, in fact, and Nokia made a ton of ads of how you could wear a glove in the winter and still access the touchscreen functionality, and that was very nice. So it is extremely sensitive, and nice to know that on a low-cost phone, they were able to incorporate a very responsive UI and experience. One of the limitations, however, is that the 520 and 521 do not have a front-facing camera, so you can't use it to do video conferencing or Skype calls, and you're only limited to the rear camera. Taking a closer look at the design on the bottom here, there was access to the back and the Windows home key as well as the search key. They are capacitive. The bottom here has access to a micro USB port for charging the phone, and I've actually gone ahead and kind of decorated this phone using Segru, which is this moldable glue that I talked about and I reviewed a few weeks back, so be sure to check that out on our YouTube channel. It's a pretty cool overall glue, moldable rubber, and since this phone here really is so cheap, you can now find it online for around 30 to 40 bucks, for instance. It's quite easy to also customize and play around with, so that's what I did, and I'll show you guys that in a moment with the back cover. But on the sides here, there's dedicated controls for the camera key, which is really nice to see on such a low-cost phone, a power on-off switch, as well as a volume rocker, and I have kind of the white version here. It comes in a number of different colors, and the contrast between kind of the shades here really does pop and make the phone seem a lot more expensive than it really is. So you can see here from the back, I have definitely customized the layout on here. The premise of this originally was just to add a bit of bumper or protection, and Segru is actually completely removable. You can see it has a little bit of inking here just because I wasn't too careful, but technically I could remove it all just by popping it off, peeling it off, and afterwards using an alcohol wipe, and it would return back to normal. But the benefit of having something like this is just adding a bit of a bumper. So if I have it on a surface, it's not going to scratch as easily. It's also going to stay put a bit more nicely and not slide around. Since the surface here is very slick, it's made out of plastic, it doesn't have any soft touch rubber accents going on. Otherwise, there's also access to a loudspeaker in addition to the aforementioned 5-megapixel camera, although there is no additional LED flash or, vanity mirror, so on and so forth. So if we turn the phone on and show you guys a bit of the kind of the UI, it's pretty typical stuff. There are a few boot screens that have been customized by kind of T-Mobile. So you can see that there is a time and date information. If I slide up, I then have access to things like, let's say, the camera. So I want to take a quick look at the camera. It is a pretty decent shooting experience, not anything to write home about, but it does work and it does a decent job. So let's go back here and try to focus and take a shot. I can tap once to focus in, and then it records the image pretty quickly. There's also a few other settings that I can play around with in the sides here, such as some filters, as well as changing the resolution, so on and so forth. And I can also slide to the side here just to take a quick look at the image that I just took, and that works fairly well. So I have another image here just to show you guys, and I captured in broad daylight, and you can see that it does have a fair amount of detail as well as accurate color saturation and tones, despite having a very low price tag on this phone, which is nice to see. As far as phone quality is concerned, the device does do very, very good. It has a noise-canceling microphone on the bottom here, so when you're calling, even in a noisier environment, it still picks up your voice and works very well. So it's pretty simple to, pop in a SIM card, even when you're traveling, and directly place a call. It can also be used for, of course, text messaging, and if we kind of pull up Internet Explorer just to show you guys what the overall QWERTY keyboard experience is like, it's pretty typical Windows Phone stuff, which is to say it's responsive, it's multi-touch enabled, so it's very easy to type on, but there isn't swipe pre-installed, so you can't actually move in a gesture-like manner to swipe out your letters. But there is an accelerometer, so you can tilt the phone and then get a larger keyboard if that's what you want to do. So all those things can be found here. There isn't a drag-down notification drawer on Windows Phone 8/8.1, but you can drag it down partially to see if you're connected to Wi-Fi and some other wireless options, so on and so forth. As you can see here, the colors on the screen do pop. They're quite vibrant and saturated, so they do make for a pretty enjoyable experience on such a low-cost phone. It's nice to find that the screen here is actually pretty good. Although viewing angles aren't the best, it does do a pretty good job again for the price point. There are other apps here specified by Nokia, such as Nokia Music, so remnants of the great company here. There's also Weather Channel apps as well as Office. So that's one of the benefits of getting a Windows Phone, of course, is having a lot of productivity and support for things like SkyDrive, Office 365, Sample Word, PowerPoint, Excel documents, so on and so forth. So if you are, let's say, focused on productivity, it could be really worthwhile just to get something like this to quickly edit and view back your files when on the go. So that's one of the benefits if you're in a corporate environment. Otherwise, it does do a good job again with Nokia Drive, which also allows you to have offline navigation now. So that's nice to note. Basically, if you are traveling, you can record a map and then have turn-by-turn navigational directions, even when you don't have access to internet and you've saved a map inside the local memory. Some other things on here, if we take a quick look at the pre-installed applications, it's pretty simple, not too much going on. There is Slacker Radio that's been installed on board for streaming internet services. There is actually a Photo Beamer, which allows you to send your images onto, into the web, as well as onto a larger display. Panorama, OneNote, music services are pretty good. They're taken from the original Zune UI from Zune MP3 players, if you still remember those. And there's also Calendar, which allows you to sync notifications, as well as alarm clock. And some basic games can also be installed on here. Obviously, selection again is a lot weaker than what you might find on Android or iOS, but there are basic apps on here, like Angry Birds is supported, for instance, so that is something to note. So again, this is some of the applications that you can really go through and take a look at. As far as web browsing is concerned, it does work fairly well. There is, of course, pinch to zoom and kinetic scrolling, and pages do render fairly decently, and they do render through the full desktop version of the page. The only limitation is it might take a few seconds longer to completely load since the processor is getting a bit dated. But otherwise, as long as you aren't expecting the fastest phone in the world, you're not installing the most games, the most apps, it still does run fairly well. And one of the benefits of having Windows Phone is it is a very light operating system compared to Android. So even as you start using it for a few years, it doesn't get as bogged down as something like an Android phone in the same price category. So anyways, that's been a retro look back as well as a long overdue review, I guess, of the Nokia Lumia 520 or 521, a very low cost, budget oriented Windows phone that really commercialized Windows Phone, since at the time before this phone came out, it was really struggling to gain a lot of traction because pricing wasn't competitive enough, there weren't enough budget-oriented options, and it was just not unique enough to compel users away from Android or iOS. But this was one of the phones that kind of changed that, in my opinion. So anyways, guys, thanks for watching this video here at OS Reviews. This has been the Nokia Lumia 520/521.